1-800-878-8.
What's on your mind? And it's Monday. Find Mondays fabulous, especially Mondays that are fun holidays like St. Patrick's Day. Anybody playing hooky today for St. Patty's Day? Drink some green beer somewhere? There's got to be a parade going on somewhere, isn't there? Do they do parades on Monday? Or does everybody else move the parade to the Saturday thing? Before? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's kind of written somewhere that you have to move the parade to the Saturday before or after the holiday, I think, right?
Yeah.
Pretty sure. What are you typing? What are you trying to find out? Parades.com, or what are you looking up?
I don't see anything so far, but no. I'll keep an eye on it for you.
You ever been in a St. Patrick's Day parade, Ton?
It's been years, but yeah.
Have you?
I never realized that green was the Irish Catholic color. Me being Lutheran, therefore Protestant, I should have been wearing the Irish Protestant color of orange. So if you haven't gotten dressed yet and you're not Catholic, wear orange just to throw everybody off.
I have green on today only because the kids reminded me, wear green.
I have a K-Fire shirt that's green, and that was just easy enough. But
worked out nice. All right. Yeah. Well, it is St. Patrick's Day, so if you have any great St. Patrick's Day traditions or fun plan today, usually in my younger years, it was a reason to, you know, drink green beer. But the only thing I could think of, and I've spent many of St. Patty's Day parades down in St. Paul, Minnesota for the WCHA Final Five, where the University of North Dakota, did you get that, Todd? We'll go down there and play hockey in that famous tournament down there in downtown St. Paul. Now, that tournament is not fun anymore because there is not, there's really hardly even a WCHA to speak of.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, the whole tournament thing has been turned upside down. In fact, how about this? So, first year of the new NCHC, this is a brand new league, and the NCHC is really a league that was created because the University of Minnesota and the University of Wisconsin all decided they were going to take their hockey pucks and go play with the football guys and do a Big Ten thing, right? So they went off on their own, and then the WCHA said, well, not much left here, and so then the NCHC was formed, and they have this new league. All of the teams this weekend that would have packed the XL Energy Center, because they've moved their tournament over to the Target Center in Minneapolis, all the lower seed teams won except Colorado College. University of North Dakota did manage to pull off a win last night in game number 3 against Colorado College. But St. Cloud State lost, Nebraska Omaha lost, and Minnesota Duluth lost, all to the lower seed teams. So the fan base will have to draw from this weekend Western Michigan, which is not going to be a lot of folks headed to Minneapolis for that. Denver, same deal there, a long way to travel. Colorado College lost, and then Miami of Ohio beat St. Cloud State. So it's kind of a, I guess it's good if you're a Sioux fan, because there'll be tons of North Dakota fans there this weekend. But bad if you're all the rest of them. Bad for the league, for sure, because that normally is the kind of thing where the fans are from all over. For sure, St. Cloud, I mean, hour away, and they're not in the tournament, for crying out loud. So kind of a bummer of a deal there. Omaha would have been a pretty good draw. Obviously, Duluth, a pretty good draw. Unbelievable what happened there. So anyway, that's the hockey report for you. The big news is certainly basketball, and the NDSU Bison are in the big dance. How about that?
Woo!
Yeah, that's pretty fun. Have you done your bracket yet?
Nah, you know, I was never any good at that, and sometimes you just quit doing things you're not good at.
I have done my. I'm the same way. I'm no good at it. I think, given the fact that Warren Buffett is throwing out $1 billion, if you get it right,
that does sort of change. Then you do get kind of willing to go ahead and give it a shot, you know. But
how many can you submit, by the way? There's got to be some way to rig this $1 billion deal.
One. Otherwise, if you just printed brackets with every conceivable combination, then you'd automatically win by definition, because one of them would have to be right.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's got to be a limit. You would think there would be.
NPR has a story up about how you don't want to win Warren Buffett's billion-dollar bracket. Speak for yourself.
I don't want to, okay.
Oh, I say why you won't win. I got it, okay.
Oh, why you won't win. Well, the odds are against you. The odds are just like every lottery and everything else. The odds are against you, just like going to Vegas or Atlantic City or Reno or whatever.
By the way, if you haven't heard...
Big casinos because they give tourists a bunch of money, and yet some tourists do win.
If you haven't heard about this, Quicken Loans, the mortgage company that's sponsoring the contest, and Warren Buffett, the insurance man, willing to pay out $1 billion if someone wins. Evidently, Berkshire Hathaway must own Quicken Loans, right? So that's the connection between those two. And then you have to have a Yahoo account to enter. But 15 million people expected to sign up to play. And the odds of picking a perfect bracket, are you ready for this? 1 in 9.2 quintillion. Did you know there was a quintillion? I didn't even know there was a quintillion.
I did not know.
9 quintillion. That's a 9 followed by 18 zeros, ladies and gentlemen.
So I guess they figure nobody's going to make a quintillion brackets anyway, but you got to figure somebody put in there, hey, now let's make sure nobody makes every conceivable combination, enters them all, and therefore wins because they did.
NPR here says, well, they actually quoted a math professor from DePaul, says, don't worry about quintillions. Those odds assume every game in the tournament is a toss-up, but in the early rounds, Heinle wins, so he's got his own number, 1 in 128 billion. If you know anything at all about college basketball, your odds are only 1 in 128 billion.
Only?
1 in 128 billion.
Yeah. That's all. Okay.
Here's some perspective. If you have a favorite baseball team, they are more likely to win the next 7 consecutive World Series than you are, with your knowledge of basketball, able to pick a perfect bracket. If you sat down today and tried to predict the winning party in every presidential election through 2160, getting that correct is more likely than getting a perfect bracket. So I'm starting to wonder, I'm starting to agree with him here. Why would you want to, you know, why would you even want to play? Why would you even want to try? Because isn't that like how the lotto goes? Somebody's got to do it, right? This is good marketing on their part. In fact, better than brilliant. Because
they're going to get $1 billion worth of advertising from people like us, and they're talking about it.
Exactly right. And Quicken will get all kinds of information from people to have them in their database to sell them mortgage loans down the road. And Yahoo will get a bunch more customers. And so it's a good deal.
Yeah, I was going to say brilliant.
Have a neat deal. And I also saw that Warren is saying that he would negotiate if somebody did get down to the Final Four. So you could come away with maybe a cool $100 million or something if you get the Final Four. Right?
So what would you do? Would you negotiate or would you play hardball and say, no, I want the billion. I'm waiting. What do you do?
No, I would negotiate. I'd negotiate.
I know. How could you not?
I'd pull out the Monty Hall thing, right? I don't know if I got this right or not. Let's make a deal.
You want to take the sure bet of $100 million right now and go away, or do you want to? What would that amount be? If you get onto the Final Four and you're still in, what would what would you expect Buffett to offer, and what would you take?
I don't know.
Do you walk away from $10
million? Oh, my gosh.
$10 million is not a billion, but $10 million guaranteed now versus losing the billion later?
So give me $10 million, and if my Final Four comes in, I want $100 million. Saves him $900
million. Yeah, but he's going to do it all or nothing. He's going to, here's $10 million, and you go away, and we never talk again.
Kind of fun negotiating.
Take that? Because if you blow it, then you've blown $10 million, and nobody wants to live with that on their shoulders.
What would you do is the question, ladies and gentlemen, today on What's on Your Mind. By the way, here is our telephone numbers with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. This is the program we call What's on Your Mind because we want to know. And when you don't answer that question, here's what you hear. Listen close. You hear that? Little tiny crickets. They really listen close. You're not listening close enough. Lean in. There you go.
Can you hear it now? They were kind of quiet.
You hear me now?
I put the microphone real close to them, and then all of a sudden you could really hear them.
Exactly. All right, that means you're cue to call, ladies and gentlemen, and let us know what's on your mind. Would you negotiate with Mr. Buffett? Are you doing a bracket? Any St. Paddy's Day plans that do not involve green beer? Let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Nice and slow. Here's the numbers again. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bottom of this hour, Catherine Lopez, editor-at-large of National Review. It's been 1 year since we've had a new pope. We're going to talk about the impact he's had on us. We're also going to talk with Steve Holstrom about the NDSU Bison and their chances in the big dance. Stay tuned. All that's coming up.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Besides wearing green, stay special in any way, shape, or form for you? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Is there an Irish enclave anywhere in North Dakota? I'm not aware. Like a little,
more Irish
settled than anywhere else? We have a little shanty town. Get it? Shanty's an Irish word, isn't it?
I'm Norwegian and German. I have no idea.
Irish pub somewhere. Maybe we have an opportunity right underneath our noses from the North Dakota Tourism Department. We don't even know it. You know, a little Ireland somewhere in the North Dakota. I don't know. Maybe there is.
I'm sure Blarney Stone here in Bismarck is going to do quite well tonight.
Exactly right. Has Blarney in its name. That should be enough.
That's most likely going to be the place to be.
Exactly right. Looking at a story in today's Bismarck Tribune talking about tourism. And they're going to be encouraging development of new tourism products at their travel industry conference coming up next month. Tourism, the third largest industry in North Dakota, following agriculture and oil. And as more people have started coming to the state, North Dakota's adapting its tourism offerings. Well, here we go. St. Paddy's Day, people need a place to go. Where's the Irish kind of place to be on St. Paddy's Day? Somebody, anybody, you know the answer to this? Let us know. Or any ideas on new tourism products? What is sort of the well-kept secret in North Dakota in tourism? If you're willing to share, you let us know. I learned about one area in the story here, the Huff Hills ski area, where they saw a bunch of new faces this winter. Some folks working in the oil patch looking for things to do in days off, some with families with young children. That's pretty cool. Kurt in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Kurt.
Good morning. How are you this fine day?
Well, good. Are you wearing green?
I have to wear green every day because it's part of my work uniform.
Oh, so you cheated today. You didn't have to do anything extra special, huh?
Well, I suppose I could have wore hot pink, but my wife would have looked at me like I was kind of nuts.
Did you think about it when you were putting green on today, or is it just go through the regular routine?
Regular routine, another day at the office.
Another day at the office and a Monday to boot. All right, what's on your mind, Kurt?
Say, when you guys ever get any city commissioners on there, is there any way you could talk to them about possibly raising the fines for running stop signs, stop lights, you know, all this other stuff? And I mean, Bismarck is getting worse than the oil tax. You get to a stop sign and people don't even stop. They'll just keep going. Maybe if we had the, about $100 fine for stop signs and stop lights, maybe people would stop and slow down them.
What is the fine for rolling through a stop sign now?
$20.
$20. How do you know this, Kurt?
Because I've been along on police ride-alongs and cop cars. I do that occasionally. And there's a lot of people, it's only $20. Sometimes some of the guys, I always run that stop sign.
So is it your theory that if somebody gets stung with a pretty hefty fine, that's the best deterrent from that bad behavior happening again?
Well, that, and then, you know, the way a lot of people drive and anywhere right now, I think they should have the test. Take the whole test all over, the driving test, the whole grit stuff, not the video stuff, and maybe we can cut down on a lot of accidents at intersections. Red light means stop. Stop sign means stop, not just rolling stop. There's nobody watching me. I can go through this.
So your suggestion here, because you think things are getting a little loosey-goosey, would be higher fine, and then also, did you say some additional requirement that you have to learn the rules of the road a little better?
Well, yes, that's what I think. I mean, there's so many accidents every day for people not running, but, you know, they're running a stop sign, running a red light. You know, it's cut down on a lot of accidents. And I don't know. It's just to the point where you can't go to an intersection anymore, and people are just going through, especially up on Century Avenue. If you get a red light, and there's still 5-6 cars going through there.
So, okay, and we're talking about two different things here, obviously, red light versus stop sign. You know, the stop sign, you're talking about like a rolling sort of stop and then kind of just looking both ways and then rolling on through?
Right. I mean, if the word says stop, that doesn't mean roll. If it's stop, stop means don't move.
And the red light, you're saying, you know, where it's yellow, but you're pushing it and you go through after it's turned red anyway?
Right.
And both things are a problem in Bismarck, you say?
Oh, yeah. You can go and stand any street corner. I'll even buy you a bag of popcorn and we'll watch together.
Well, with an offer like that, Todd, I don't know. I could maybe afford a couple hours to sit on the street corner, pop some popcorn, and watch it happen.
There you go. Perfect.
Now, you mentioned you did a ride-along. Are the law enforcement officials that you've been with, are they in agreement with you that the penalties aren't tough enough?
Oh, yeah. Everybody does. A lot of people you talk to, I mean, it's, especially when people are driving a truck and they have to slam on the brakes because there's somebody that thinks they're above the law. You know, what if somebody else gets hit by, you know, a semi and stuff like that? Then whose fault is it? They're always going to point to the truck driver before the person that got hit or got killed. They always point to the truck driver. He was driving too fast. But it's the guy that didn't stop for the stop sign or the stoplight that's always the cause of the accident.
Kurt, we're going to see if anybody else agrees with you. One, too many people are not following the rules, especially when it comes to stop lights and stop signs. And two, that the fines need to be increased. We'll see if anybody else agrees today, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thanks for the call, Kurt. That's why we ask what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I have to say I haven't noticed much of that here in Bismarck or anywhere for that matter. You know, there's always the rare, you know, head shaker that you see out there. You go, really? Are you kidding me? But, for instance, on red lights, I see people that are, you know, maybe 50-50 where it's just turned yellow to red and, you know, whether or not you've entered the intersection before the change from yellow to red happens on the edge. But he's talking about four and five cars going after it flips to red.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
talking about people regularly blowing through stop signs. I got to say, I don't see much of that myself.
Yeah, I see that in Bismarck when you have a left turn lane, a left turn arrow. And if you just follow in tight behind the guy in front of you, you just pretty much end up being able to go. Because what's somebody going to do? Are they going to, you know, get in a head-on collision with you, or are they going to let you go? So I do see a bit of that.
You do, huh? Well, let's squeeze in one more call here before the break at the bottom of the hour. Gary, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, I see a lot of truck drivers don't when the light is turning yellow, they step on and they run the light anyway. But I also have seen other drivers not paying attention, looking at what they're doing, and they go anyway.
You put more than on truck drivers, though, you're saying, huh, Gary?
Yep.
Blowing through the lights. All right, appreciate the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, friends, with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. Don't touch that dial, 800-228-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nasset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nasset talks about the hometown of Nasset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nasset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to nassetconsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
In response to the tourism attractions for North Dakota, the new TV or television series on Fargo features the Tin family on the Enchanted Highway. I can't help but think they're going to get lots of publicity and lots of mileage out of that one. Thanks.
All right, the Enchanted Highway, already a pretty big deal for us North Dakotans, and I would think folks in the immediate area, but maybe... Maybe it goes national. I like that. Brian, Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. You had a suggestion for this list, too, right?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Very good, sir.
Hey, just a note on St. Patrick's Day. This last Saturday here was the 36th annual Running of the Green in Jamestown. That's what we chose to do, and we had a blast. I don't know. You could probably guesstimate there's anywhere to 3,000 to 4,000 people running up and down the streets, and it's, you know, it's not the big drunk fest that everybody makes it out to be. Security's beefed up, law enforcement's out in full force. And I think overall everybody had a really good time, and that kind of segues into my next point. That's a heck of a tourist attraction that brings a lot of people from out of state, and you know, I think overall people really enjoy it, and some of the smaller communities in North Dakota ought to look at doing something similar to that.
Pick an event and... a date on the calendar, build an event around it, and bring some folk. Suggestion, Brian. Thanks. Bob in West Hope. Kind of fun to hear about a St. Patty's Day event that wasn't a pub crawl, isn't it, Todd? Yeah.
Hey,
a little more responsible in Jamestown. Way to go. Hey, Bob, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, good morning. Happy St. Patrick's
morning.
Day. Anyway,
you,
about the news media, you know, we got a lot of people coming in from out of state, working around here, and they're looking for the Souris River. They cannot find no Souris River. Well, I've told them that whatever, I said, it's not the Souris, it's the news media's got it all screwed up. It's the Mouse River. Starts from Canada, goes down through Minot and back up into northwest up here. And then they kind of figured it out, whatever, but I wish they'd get that straightened out on the people that are talking and have it on the news instead of Towner, Souris River. That is no business to Souris any place. But another thing about stoplights and going through the red lights and not stopping at stop signs, I could be one of them guys, you know. But I always got it figured as soon as that green light goes off on the other side, I'm just about ready to start. But if you don't start, they're sitting behind you and honking the horns. That's my point, I guess.
Can't win for losing. You're trying to follow and be a good steward of the road, and you get the honks, huh, Bob?
Yep, that's
right. I'm feeling your pain.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Okay,
appreciate
later.
Your call. Thanks a bunch. By the way, we have we brought in historians to settle that whole Souris-Mouse thing. Souris in Canada, Mouse in North Dakota. So we do our best here, but can't speak to the rest of the media. Catherine Jean Lopez is the editor-at-large of the widely read National Review Online and joins us to talk about Pope Francis 1 year later after his papacy. Kalo, how are you?
Hi, great to be on.
Now, remind me of you have a University of Mary connection. Is it through Monsignor Shea?
Yes, he's an old friend of mine. We went to college together, Catholic University in Washington, years ago now.
An old friend who happens to be one of the youngest university presidents in the whole country. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yep, exactly.
And I'm sure you've heard that Cardinal Dolan was out here not long ago at the request of our Bishop Kagan and Monsignor Shea, so he continues to attract the top name talent.
Yeah, no, that sounds like it was a terrific event. I actually was trying to make it, but had some other events I had to be at.
You have written extensively about Pope Francis, and I appreciated your top 10 moments with Pope Francis, the year in review. He's been a bit of a game changer, hasn't he?
Yeah, he certainly is. I mean, if you rewind a year and change ago, most of the media was writing off the Catholic Church as being irrelevant. And while much of the media misses the fullness of the message that Pope Francis is teaching, what a tremendous new opportunity he's given, because people are listening in a little bit, to what the church proposes. And so, yeah, no, the game changer word is exactly right. And I think it's just a tremendous opportunity. I've seen, because I watch, I spend a lot of time with church leaders, and you've just seen a remarkable new apostolic evangelical zeal from just so many in the church hierarchy and in the pews and you name it. Just almost a permission, a new liberation to be joyful in what you believe.
What do you think has been the most significant thing of the last year that Pope Francis has brought the world?
Well, I think, if you listen to him, he repeats himself a lot. Talk about liberating. For somebody who, writes for a living, for you who talks for a living, he gives this great communications reminder that you can, in fact, repeat yourself. Sometimes that's important in communicating a message. But I think, at the heart of what he's been talking about is, I was there when he was elected, and I remember a couple of days later, after his first Angelus message, when he goes out on the square and gives a message from the window on Sundays, and he talked about never tiring of asking God for his mercy, because God never tires of giving it to you. And he keeps saying this. He keeps talking about mercy, and in particular the sacrament of reconciliation. He talks about the sacraments a lot, and I think at the heart of his message, that's what it is. He with his actions, the Rolling Stone putting him on the cover and all these crazy things, he's opening a door, and the door is to Christ in the Blessed Sacrament and the sacraments. When there's been a lot of debate about what is he saying about politics or the economy or whatever, at the heart of his message, that's the message. The rest of that flows from there. But if you can get people in, that's a huge victory and a huge start. And I think that's at the heart of what he's trying to do.
Some would argue that he's gone off the reservation, for lack of a better term, of going a little bit rogue in his message and giving the Catholic Church hierarchy fits. When President Obama is saying, "Boy, listen to this guy; he's really something." You know that there's something there that is different. Yet it's really just kind of a basic, simple message that goes back to the very tenets of the faith, isn't it? I mean, has he gone rogue?
Right. No, he hasn't gone rogue. What he's speaking to is the radical nature of the gospel. And what I say to people all the time is, if you listen to him every day, if you actually read what he says, if you're actually paying attention, no one can walk away unchallenged. And the great danger right now is that people let this pope be co-opted by an ideology. Again, no one can walk away from anything he says and feel completely comfortable, because he's speaking of the Gospels, which are radical in nature. And I like to say that you know, he's our first Jesuit pope, and the Jesuits are known for this great gift that St. Ignatius Loyola, their founder, gave us, his spiritual exercises, which are really a rigorous exercise in examination of conscience. Which is a daily thing, and so what Pope Francis, I think, is doing is sort of walking the church through an examination of conscience. You know, what if you're Catholic, are you seriously challenging yourself with Catholic social teaching and this is at the heart of what he keeps saying, real relationship with Christ, a real faith that is a continual journey of conversion. Are you bringing this to every aspect of your life? And if you're in political life, that means in your policy making. And he's not prescribing a particular political platform. He's talking about the fullness of the gospel.
What would you say has been the most controversial moment in the last year? Was it the press conference when he uttered the line, "Who am I to judge?" that many took to be sort of a change, a pivot of sorts for the church? Was it that?
That may have been, and it was also another example of the church has been teaching that. It's in the catechism, but now all of a sudden people are hearing. Now what they do with that, you know, everybody does something different with that. There's some danger of co-opting again, but people are listening in a different way. They're hearing in a new way. The other controversial moment, of course, was the release of that long apostolic exhortation, the Gospel of Joy, which I like to say, much of the media coverage seemed to miss the joy and the gospel in writing about it. But there's a lot there, and to understand Pope Francis, it's worth sitting down and reading that document and rereading it.
I found that on every turn. You know, whenever there's a headline, the best thing to do is just go back and read it in full context, because it's
exactly.
It's a good exercise in just how the media operates, because you get a snippet that doesn't give you full context unless you read the whole thing, isn't it?
Right, and I'm continually amused by conservatives who tend to be skeptical of the media, believing that they got it right necessarily on this new pope. That's always a good rule, as you say.
About a minute left here. Catherine Jean Lopez, who does a great job for National Review, covering a lot of great stories, but certainly has been following closely the work of Pope Francis. What do you think his legacy will be? We're 1 year in now. What do you think we will, when the history books are written about Pope Francis, be talking about?
Oh, goodness. Since he can be full of surprises, that's quite the gamble to make a prediction. But I think in the end, I think the heart of what he's doing is trying to bring people to the sacraments and teach the real Christian life of living the Beatitudes. And I think you're going to see, because you already do, a reinvigorated faith throughout the world because of him and people giving the church and its teaching a second look. That is, if I always say, you know, all the rest of the Catholics have to be marching right behind him here, as long as everybody does their part. I think that will be a successful operation here.
You can read Top 10 Moments with Pope Francis, Year 1, Catherine Jean Lopez, and lots of other commentary at nationalreviewonline.com. Check it out. Catherine, good to talk with you again. Take care.
Thank you. Great to be on, Scott.
Hope to see you in North Dakota again soon.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Exactly. Do you have green on today?
I do.
Yeah, very good.
Mass,
right.
But St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Oh,
he's our guy.
No fair. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, folks, after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, Listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about two blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Number 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your green-clad, humble hosts here, Scott Hendon and Todd Mitchell, celebrating St. Paddy's Day, welcoming your calls to tell us what's on your mind. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, $30 billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs, and doing our part for national energy security. National security. Only need to look at the situation in Ukraine and know that it matters, by the way. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. President Obama taking to the podium in moments to talk about the situation in Ukraine and the vote over the weekend as well. Another call that says Bismarck's not getting it right. on stoplights and comparing it to Fargo. Is Fargo better than the Bismarck on stoplights? We'll get to that. First, I have to tell you a couple of things my friends are saying about High Plains Apache. Actually, Apache Sprayers from High Plains Apache. Chris said, you know what? I didn't look anywhere else. We had our Apache 790 for nine seasons. We had so few breakdowns. Just very impressive. I was surprised with the resale value on it. Almost as much as we paid for it new. It's a win-win. Denny says, as we are spraying and watching the suspension work, it reinforces how much shock it's absorbing. I can go through a bump or a small dip or a waterway and watch the front suspension flex to its maximum. I barely feel it. A visual reminder that, boy, this is a pretty good ride, doing what it's supposed to do to keep the booms level and the spray height constant. BJ says the frame on the Apaches absorbs a lot of the twists and the bumps in conjunction with the suspension. You could visibly see the frame flexing as it's going across the field. Don't take our word for it. Take it from them. Stop and see the folks at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, right here in Frontier at 297-6464. You can give them a call or stop and see them on 35th Street South, just off the 52nd I-29 exit, south of Fargo, or at 1701 East Side Court, southeast in Mandan. Call them at 663-2375. All right, Jeff and Dickinson, we're going to get to you. We have an off-air call, but let's see what the president is saying here about this vote.
In recent months, as the citizens of Ukraine have made their voices heard, we have been guided by a fundamental principle. The future of Ukraine must be decided by the people of Ukraine. That means Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity must be respected, and international law must be upheld. And so Russia's decision to send troops into Crimea has rightly drawn global condemnation. From the start, the United States has mobilized the international community in support of Ukraine to isolate Russia for its actions and to reassure our allies and partners. We saw this international unity again over the weekend when Russia stood alone in the UN Security Council defending its actions in Crimea. And as I told President Putin yesterday, the referendum in Crimea was a clear violation of Ukrainian constitutions and international law, and it will not be recognized by the international community. Today I'm announcing a series of measures that will continue to increase the costs on Russia and on those responsible for what is happening in Ukraine. First, as authorized by the executive order I signed 2 weeks ago, we are imposing sanctions on specific individuals responsible for undermining the sovereignty, territorial integrity, and government of Ukraine. We're making it clear that there are consequences for their actions. Second, I have signed a new executive order that expands the scope of our sanctions. As an initial step, I'm authorizing sanctions on Russian officials, entities operating in the arms sector in Russia, and individuals who provide material support to senior officials of the Russian government. And if Russia continues to interfere in Ukraine, we stand ready to impose further sanctions. Third, we're continuing our close consultations with our European partners, who today in Brussels moved ahead with their own sanctions against Russia.
All right, sanctions, the big story there. You heard 1, 2, 3. That's the latest on that situation. And obviously, the vote was a sham and condemned internationally. Jeff Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Jeff's gone? Okay. All right. Give us a call back, Jeff, 800-228-0550. Here's that call that came in off here. See what you think of this.
Yeah, I'd like to comment about that guy who just called about raising the hefty fines for running stop signs, stop lights and stuff. I work for a delivery company, so I have to deal with that every day. I have to be careful with people around me, defensive driving, all that nonsense. But here's the thing. I used to live near Fargo, and I would drive through Fargo every day, and the way their lights are structured, traffic keeps moving. It really does. The traffic flow is so much better in Fargo than it is Bismarck, all because of the lights. Is it any wonder that in Bismarck, traffic flow is so poor? I mean, it is awful compared to Fargo. Bismarck really needs to study their light options, from timed lights to centered lights to, all that. Something needs to be changed in Bismarck. because I can drive through Fargo from one end to from West Fargo, literally from West Fargo to Moorhead in 6 minutes. But it takes me 15 to drive from half that, pretty much half that distance. I got to go from East Bismarck to Mattan. It takes me 15, 20 minutes. No, that's a bit ridiculous to me. That's all I have to say.
All right, fighting words there, huh? You agree or disagree there, Todd?
Agree.
Oh, boy. All right. Fargo doing it better than Bismarck in traffic. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Let us know. 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. More coming up after the break.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash Stanley.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.